All right, party people out there. This is the Shady Groove coming back at ya. I'm coming back from the from a trip out west to a little San Francisco, a little bit of Tahoe, and the wine country. So this I'm going to bring to you this week. This is another theme time radio. I'm calling it Audio Vino. So this is going to be the wine podcast. And man, wine and song. There's many traits. You know, the best wine ages over time, just like the ages well, just like the best songs. And obviously they're both the best when shared together. So. Quite simply, I just basically just started drinking and started thinking about the songs that I like to drink to. Really, I came to the fact that the songs that I'm gonna put on here really needed to be relatively modern. I'm sure there's some very old Gregorian chant kind of stuff, you know, that talk about wine, but they has to be relatively modern, and it really has the song must be. You know, can be primarily about wine in some way, but can also just talk about wine. There's a couple of really great songs that just you know, mention good wine in it. So, with no further ado, let us take a trip. So, pop a bottle or a couple, and sit down with some friends and take a trip through Audio Vino. So let's kick it right now. This is going back to Eric Burdon and War. From 1976 doing Spill the Wine.
Summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Something crazy.
Bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said,
take the wine, take that girl.
desire. The fever we had might have set the West Coast on fire. 2 months later, got trouble in mind. Maggie moved out and left me behind. But it's all right, 'cause it's midnight and I got two more bottles of wine. The way she left sure turned my head around.
Nickels and dimes. Time's getting tough. I ain't got enough to buy a little bottle of wine. Bottle of wine, fruit of vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone. Let me go home. Let me go back and start over. Little hotel older than hell, dark as the coal in a mine. Blankets are thin, I lay there and grin, 'cause I got a little bottle of wine. Bottle of wine, fruit of vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home. Let me go back and start over. Pain in my head and bugs in my bed, pants are so old that they shine. Out on the street, tell the people I meet, won't you buy me a bottle of wine? Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home. Let me go back and start over. Well, a preacher will preach, a teacher will teach, a miner will dig in a mine. I ride the rods, trusting in God, hugging my bottle of wine. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home. Let me go back and start over.
Sweet as my strawberry wine is a rockin' little number from the band. Going back to 1970 album Stage Fright. That was a track called Strawberry Wine. Before that, Tom Paxton. Tom Paxton was really really interesting character. I'd start playing more of him, but he really started. He was one of the songwriters on the Greenwich Village scene in the 1960s, and you know, there with Dylan and whatnot. But Dave Van Ronk, legendary guy, said Dylan's usually cited as the founder of the new song movement, and he certainly became its most visible standard bearer. But the person who started the whole thing was Tom Paxton, and he tested his songs in the Crucible live performance. He found that his own stuff was getting more attention than when he was singing the traditional songs or stuff by other people. So I thought that was pretty cool. Really, really started it, you know. But you know, Dylan got the ball rolling with his success, but Tom Paxton was there at the very beginning. That song called Bottle of Wine, he recorded it in 1965 off of the Ain't That News album, and it was actually re-recorded by the Fireballs, and it was a top 10 radio hit when they re-recorded it in 1968. That was Paxton's first, actually, top 10 hit when the Fireballs covered it. So anyway, before that was another rockin' tune, Delbert McClinton doing two more bottles of wine. That was from 1978. And we started all off this week the Audio Vino podcast with Eric Burden and Ward doing Spill the Wine of their 1970 single. So I hope you're having a good time and maybe drinking, you know, taking a sip of a few bottles. I'm personally a fan of a good cab and a good Pinot. Not too much into the whites, but I like it on a good hot day. So anyway, California makes some great wines, and the Rolling Stones definitely appreciate it as well. So check this out. Not really about wine, but they definitely mention California wine scene in it. So thank you. This is Sweet Virginia.
things fine. All of them are catches just drinking that wine, drinking that mist, hear the light. They get sloppy drunk and they sing all night. Drinking wine, smoothie, oh, they're drinking wine. Drinking wine, smoothie, oh, they're drinking wine. Drinking wine, smoothie, oh, they want you pass that bottle to me. Well, I've got a nickel, honey, you got a dime. Let's get together and buy some wine. Wine over here, wine over there.
And bring me a reaper when I want to get high. Bring me champagne when I want to get drunk. Bring me a reaper when I want to get high. And celebrate down here by my side. You should be allowed to people rest people and because these smoke a little dope. Cause people wanna smoke a little dope. Well, you know it's good for your head, it's good for your body. It makes you relax, don't you know? Thank you. people. You know that ain't no crying shame. Smoking a little reefer, people. You know that ain't no crying shame. Get high. Bring me champagne when I'm thirsty. Bring me a reason, people, when I wanna get high.
And only Muddy Waters doing a live track right there called Champagne and Reefer. The Rolling Stones have covered it, and it's just a great tune, man. You know what goes better together. Before that, the classic old tune, Jerry Lee Lewis doing a track called Drinking Wine, Spootyooty. And it's an old song. It's actually originally recorded by Styx McGee in 1946, and he actually wrote the tune just really about just getting loose with wine, drinking that messes out of life. We get drunk, start fighting all night. That is, if you want to look up the lyrics, that song is pretty, the original lyrics are really funny, so check it out. But Jerry Lee Lewis doing a rockin' version, going back to 1959, I believe is when he recorded that. That was a good one. And we started that block off with the Rolling Stones, of course, off their eponymous album in 1972, Exile on Main Street, doing a track called Sweet Virginia. So we just heard Champagne and Reefer. I got another tune right now. This is the Gourds doing a track. It's not really about wine, but it's more about pork and fried pork. The track is called Cracklins, but really the chorus is all about, you know, is all about wine. So, what goes better, you know, if you hear from the Gourds, what goes better with wine than pork anyway, or fried pork? So check it out. This is Cracklins, and we're going right into the Midway Jam, a Eric Clapton jam right now, doing a track called Bottle of Red Wine. So, love it.
Yes, sir. Come on. Badland, kaboom, kaboom. Piss on the curses.
saw the nurses I gotta find some weed and some wine. I just gotta find some trouble sometime. All the nurses I gotta find some weed and some wine. I just gotta find some trouble sometime. Time I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna get the I was eating cracklings as the feds were closing in. They watched the water as my car went rolling in. They dragged the river and notified my next of kin. But brother pigs do fly, and so can a man when he's full of fried pork skin. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Warm red wine, you know that place where you take me sometimes, where my cares have wings and fly right off my shoulder. Where I leave my cares behind, and for a while have peace of mind. Help me, friend of mine, wine, take me away. Wine, take me away, where I can lose myself. Take me where I won't even see the light of day. It's my life and I want to live it. It's my will and I want to give it. Help me, friend of mine, wine, take me away. When my life becomes a grind, and when I'm weary and tired, then I tell myself I need a short vacation. I gotta leave this lonely town, and you're the quickest way I've found. Help me, friend of mine, wine, take me away. Wine, take me away, where I can lose myself. Take me where I won't see the light of day. It's my life and I want to live it. It's my will and I want to give it. Help me, friend of mine, wine, take me away. Help me, friend of mine, wine, take me away.
Okay, all right. This is the Shady Groove again. So we're doing the Audio Vino podcast. Songs about wine and talk about wine, and hope you're drinking along with it. So, anyway, that last one was Merle Haggard doing a track called "Wine Takes Me Away" off of his 2011 album "Drinking." Derek and the Dominoes doing the Midway Jam that was called "Bottle of Red Wine." It was a live track off of an album called "Live at the Fillmore" 1970. And the Gourds before that doing a song called "Cracklins" off their "Blood of the Ram" album, and in 2004. So as you can see, musicians love good wine, of course, along with many other lowlier beverages. But you know, when they're not drinking it, they definitely are singing about it. And many songs, so many songs, I can't even put them all into a podcast today. So these are the best ones. Some of the best. There's a lot of other ones that I didn't get to. There'll have to be another podcast. But you know, a bottle of wine can be romantic, but it can also be a way to drown your sorrows. As you can hear, a lot of these country songs, a lot of musicians like to talk about it as a metaphor for life. Really, how you age, just like a fine wine, and so on and so forth. So you'll hear a lot of songs talking about that. Let's hear one right now. This is Willie Nelson, the great Willie Nelson, doing a track called "Yesterday's Wine."
Miracles appear in the strangest of places. Fancy meeting you here. The last time I saw you was just out of Houston. Sit down, let me buy you a beer. And your presence is welcome with me and my friends here. This is a hangout of mine. And we come here quite often and listen to music. Pretend thinking of yesterday's wine.
Thank you.
All right, my friends out there in Shady Groove Land, that was, of course, the Gourds. Some good old Gourds. That was called Out on the Vine. How You Like Living Out on the Vine. That was off their Noble Creatures album in 2007. Red, Red Wine. Before that, the classic Neil Diamond tune, redone in reggae format by UB40. That was, it's going back to the 90s, I think. And then Willie Nelson doing Yesterday's Wine off of his album of the same name in 1971. Some great stuff. I only got a little bit left for you today, so we're going to hear a little bit of Reverend Peyton's crazy big damn band, and Lambert Hendrix and Ross. So stick right here. This is the Shady Groove. Here is a awesome tune called Gimme That Wine from Lambert Hendrix and Ross.
My wife got tired of me running around, so she tried to keep me home. Well, she broke my nose and hit my clothes, but I continued to roam. Then she finally hit my weak spot, threatened to throw my bottle out. Well, from the basement to the rooftop, everybody could hear me shout, give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, yeah, give me that wine, 'cause I can't cut loose without my juice. I got to have Hot Lucy when I go walking, you know. Well, one day while crossing the avenue, a big car knocked me down. While I was stretched out tying up traffic, and crowds came for blocks around. Now the police were searching my pockets before they sent me to the funeral parlor. But when one of them cops took my bottle jack, I jumped straight up and commenced to holler. Give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, give me that wine, 'cause I can't get well without Muscatel. I only drink for medicinal purposes anyway. Well, now one real dark and dreary night, as I was staggering home to bed, well, the bandit jumped from the shadows and put a blackjack side my head. That cat took my watch, my ring, my money, and I didn't make a sound. But when he reached and got my bottle, you could hear me for blocks around. Give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, give me that wine. Beat my head out of shape, but leave my grape. Watch, ring, and money ain't nothing. Don't mess with my wine, Jim. Well, one day my house caught fire while I was laying down sleeping off a nap. And when I woke up, everything was burning with a pop and a crackle and a snap. Now the fireman chopped up my TV set and tore my apartment apart. But when he raised his axe to my bottle, I screamed with all my heart. Give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, give me that wine, so I can drink one toast before I roast. No sense in going out half-baked, might as well be all tore up. You can take all those Hollywood glamour girls, Lana Turner, Rita Hayworth, Brigitte Bardot, and Lucille Ball, and all them chicks, and line them upside the wall. Put a gigantic jug beside them and tell me to take my choice, or there'd be no doubt which one I chose the minute I raised my voice. Give me that wine. Oh. Well, those chicks look fine, but I love my wine. Now some folks like money, some like to dance and dine, but I'll be happy if you give me that wine. Give me that wine.
I'm having that bottle.
One, two, three,
two bottles of wine.
wine. Before I knew it, she was through with her steward. Two bottles of wine. 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 Before I knew it, she was through with her steward. Two bottles of wine. Two bottles of wine.
Three bottles of wine.
Well, all right, folks. All right, that last one was Rockin' Tune, the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, doing a song called Two Bottles of Wine. His sly guitar is pretty solid. That was off of an album called The Wages in 2010. Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross before that off of an album called The Hottest New Group in Jazz, going way back to 1960. There's a track called Gimme That Wine. Hope you enjoyed today's Audio Vino podcast. This is a Shady Groove. Checking out, we've come to the conclusion of this week. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you popped a couple bottles and got through and are feeling fine, as red wine does it every time. So I got one last thing to play for you. It's the Gourds doing a track, going back to their first album, Them's Good Beeble, a track called When Wine Was Cheap. But remember this: he who loves not wine, women, and song remains a fool his whole life long. So enjoy the fruit of the vine. That was by Martin Luther, a quote from Martin Luther, and way back, a German theologian in 1500. So anyway, have a great one. This is the Shady Groove checking out, and this is When Wine Was Cheap. Live it, love it. See ya.
Try.